Sports and Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Together, building Houston's workforce. By Amegy Bank, the A-Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
On the day before Halloween, the Texans were hosting the Motor City Kitties, the Detroit Lions, here at NRG Stadium, looking to move to 5-3 in 2016 and heading into a bye week. Well, we got to get you some highlights, but before we do, let's open it up and check out what was cooking before the game.
Backs out in the gun. I'm 3rd and 10 from the 21 of Detroit. Brock gets the snap, throws right side, and he hits Griffin. Griffin trying to take a man across the 10. Does it for the first down. 1st and goal, Texans. 3rd and goal from the 6. Brock in the gun. Grimes motions into the backfield next to him. Brock gets the snap. Brock fires to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. C.J. Fedorowicz. Houston scores first. A 6-yard TD pass from Osweiler to Fedorowicz.
Well, I don't know if there's anything different. I think, we got a good quarterback in Brock, and our tight end coach is really, we're getting along. He's teaching us good things, and I don't know if there's much of a difference. I think the quarterback's just got more confidence in us.
Brock gets the snap. Brock looking, and he goes underneath, and he hits Hopkins across the 5 to the goal line, and he's just short. What a catch by Hopkins, a one-handed grab. 1st and goal at the 1. Hand off Miller, right side, dives to the goal line after a hit, and it's a touchdown for Houston.
I just try to, take advantage of my opportunity, make a play, when my number is called. And, I think the offensive line did a great job on that play. And, I was just trying to get that 1 yard.
Stafford to the gun. Here's the snap. Here's pressure. And Stafford's going to go down as Clowney gets there first. Texans sent 4, and they had a party in the backfield. 2nd and 2 at the Lions 31. Hand off Blue, running left, big hole, 25, cuts left, 20, to the sideline, 15, and down to the 12-yard line. Big run for Blue as the Texans have a 1st down in the red zone.
It means a lot. It shows that the offense can finish the game. It shows that we can get in there as a running unit and go down and run the ball nonstop and not get stopped and wear a defense.
Osweiler takes a knee on 3rd down, and it's over. Houston beats Detroit 20-13. The Texans run their record to 5-3.
You don't seem to be real excited about winning.
I'm very excited about winning. I'm always excited about winning. Can't you tell? I'm very excited.
The Texans pick up win number 5 of the season. They're 5-3 heading into the break. This is John Harris. I'm Drew Doherty. From the sidelines at the end of that one, the run game absolutely imposed its will. The Lions knew it was coming. They could do nothing to stop.
That, I think, is the best thing to come out of this game, is the fact that the Texans said, we're going to run this ball right down your throat. Stop it.
And they hadn't run it well until that point.
No, and the Lions had stopped to that point. So they got the ball, I think it was 10 minutes and some change in the 4th quarter, and they just took 6-plus minutes off the clock. And it was Blue, and it should have been a big point, but they got the hold that put them back, but then they put it through. Look, offensively, they have yet to hit their stride.
Yeah.
But the run game has really clicked with Lamar Miller in particular, but also with Alfred Blue giving them the carries. You could see Alfred Blue really wanting to atone for the mistake last week. He had a run over here by the sideline by me, and one of the defensive backs came up to tackle him, and he took it as an affront. He took an elbow and just put it right to his forehead and said, you're not taking me down today. It was a great job by all guys involved.
Johnny, it's amazing. When we do this, we do it every week, we're either at the highest of highs or the lowest of lows. Those 3 losses to start this first half of the season have been just devastatingly horrible. But they've been fun wins here, so I'm not breaking anything. But what do the Texans have to do to improve what they've done on the road?
Well, I think on the road it's got to be they got to turn teams over.
Yeah,
that's a big one. They've got to turn teams over, and the other part of it is offensive consistency. If they could turn teams over, get the ball back to the offense, and stop throwing picks. I mean, I know we've talked about that ad nauseum, but I think it's a good opportunity for Brock to step back, watch all the film, take a look at it, and say, okay, these are the things I can do. These are the things I can do better. And the offensive staff can do that as well. But what you know now is that when you got to go to the run game, let those 5 guys up front eat.
Yeah.
Because they were eating, and they ate well today. And running backs obviously went to the buffet a few times as well.
Pretty nasty. Let's go to the post-game buffet. Thanks for the time.
Got it,
always
man.
Good to talk with you. Texans now 5-3 in 2016. Don't move a muscle. Texans Huddle returns after this quick break.